Good morning. Welcome to the audio conference of Tauru Forge's relative results to the second quarter of 2016. At this moment, all participants are connected only as listeners, and later on we will start the session of Q&A, questions and answers, when instructions for you to participate will be supplied. In case you need any assistance during the audio conference, would you please request help from an operator typing *0. Before we go on, we would like to clarify that any declaration that can be made during the teleconference relative to the business perceptions of Tauru Forge's and its controlled and associate projections, operating goals and financial goals, our beliefs and premises of the direction of the company, as well as information that are currently available. They involve risk and uncertainty because they refer to future events, therefore depend on circumstances that may or not occur. Investors should understand that economic general conditions of the industry and other factors can affect the future performance of Tauru and conduct results that are different materially from those expressed in such considerations. We should remind you that this audio conference is being taped and it will be available in the IR site. I would like to inform that Mr. Tiago Piovesan, Director, Vice President for Administration Finance and Director of Investor Relations, and Mr. Eduardo Mingheri, Marketing Director. Now I would like to pass the word to Mr. Tiago Piovesan, Director, Vice President, Administration and Finance for the company, and will make his initial considerations. Please, Mr. Tiago. Thank you very much. Good morning to all. It's a pleasure to be again here in our usual meeting with the market, this time for us to reinforce and talk about the performance of the company during the second quarter of 2016. Before we go to the presentation and the topics in this initial part, I would like to make some important considerations about the quarter, those topics that are most relevant in the life of the company during this trajectory. I think two especially worth a highlight. First of all, in respect to our advance in the growth and a new stabilization in a level that is differentiated not only in terms of the first quarter, but also the company last year. In the second quarter, it was important because we raised in about 40% the total production of weapons produced in Brazil in regards to the first quarter when we started operations in our new site at São Leopoldo. Even if this 40% percentage, we have an important reflect that was the month of January, where we had a small volume exactly because of the change or the moving of the plant. I think we should highlight that abstracting this issue of the January, we grew more than 24% in real terms, the daily production per day. So not only having more working days, more than 24% was the increase in the daily production, more than what is being showing the change of threshold and all the involvement to pursue the increase in volume and better efficiency of the process. Certainly, this addition, this increment is due not only to the stabilization of the plant, but also part of the natural process of the adaptation of the new plant and the new fabrication manufacturing process. We are experimenting a new model, and the day-to-day, the learning, the development brings this benefit. And the idea and what is happening is that we are being able to maintain continuously this development and improvement in the following months. After we closed the quarter, because of this pursuit for development, another important topic is the development of our suppliers and their growth in terms of supplying capacity, meeting our demand, that is coming together with our production. We know that the growth of the scale of the company is a great pillar in the outsourcing part, which is important for the manufacturing of the semi-finished or preforms or components, which obviously in the production chain is a fundamental point to allow this improvement, continuous improvement and development of the process. Obtaining greater productivity, not only in our process, but with our partners and suppliers, with volume increments and improvements in the cost of manufacturing and the cost of acquisition. These are focus, priority focus in the company. And as I mentioned, dedicated not only by us, but all the company, together with quality and security of equipment and products, are the main core topics from the point of view of portfolio. This growth in volume finds this in a very robust order portfolio, especially in the North American market, which continues being greatly demanding and has been contributing for the sales of the company. This is important for us to be able to meet. So this growth is important not only to meet the order portfolio, as I said, but also to potentialize and allow the company to generate a cash that is necessary for the stabilization of the operation and finance, which is still a great challenge for the company during this period. In this quarter, I think it is important to mention we were able to improve the mix of production. It's not only a question of volume, but we increased the production of weapons and a mix of major added value in terms of product and the part of development and the plant being full operation. This increase in operations, the improvement of the market mix, that we go back to meeting the market, servicing the market, but also exports to markets that in regards to last quarter have grown a lot. They bring reflex, especially in the gross margin, and to be able to generate cash. One first point of the quarter is this adjustment of production volume, mix, markets, margin. And again, we are starting our path in the processes we had mentioned before. The second point I would like to highlight, which was very important for the quarter, is related to the financial restructuring of the company. And it is important, relevant point in June. It is important. There's a long work being performed with all the market conditions in Brazil. The company, changing of the company, has been contributing to lengthen the time of execution of in regards to what we had imagined. But we have started something important in the process. As I said, on the 30th of June, we concluded the signing of the agreement for the lengthening of the debt, and now we are fulfilling the pre-agreements so we can have the disbursement of the operation. Well, basically, conditions are related to the constitution of the guarantees with competent agencies. These are the issues, and we expect that as soon as possible we will conclude and have the disbursement of the production effect of the operation effectively. It's an operation also to lengthen about 150, postpone about $150 million. It depends on the date of disbursement. That is when the account will be will come effective. But this value is in a great part in the short term, and after this renegotiation, we'll compose the long term, bring more breadth and better structure for the company in terms of balance and liquidity for it to be able to dedicate to the operating focus more intensively and with more dedication. I think these are the important ones. Other items that are worth mentioning in the quarter, although we didn't have the intention. So in the first call, I mentioned that differently from last year, the company would not publish EBITDA adjusted or non-recurring events not linked to core business. This quarter, we had two impacts on the EBITDA, which came from events of this type, and we're going to mention so we can have full information for everybody, but are contemplated in the EBITDA calculation as we had mentioned the beginning of the year. These two main events, one is the complement of the provision for the legal fees in terms of the Carter case, which is a North American case, fully publicized, and we had the release in our information and explanation notes. And the second event is the cost, surplus cost of the alienation of our minority investment in the Pharmasteel. These were two events of important values that ended up generating negative impacts. I'm going to speak about them further on, but just in the opening, I would like to highlight another important issue is the variation of the exchange rate. Really, it stepped back as more than 70%, 75% of the second quarter were dedicated to the external market. This reduction in the exchange rate, which was more than 10% in the average rate, contributed negatively and in the profitability of the operation. So this event is playing against here in the point of view of performance, and the dollar continues dropping here, and this is important and affects us in operating terms. So the battle of transformation of the company and the change of the plant, its operating system, its processes, its management process are still ongoing with many challenges ahead, and we're really making the steps that are necessary at the moment as fast as possible, but very robustly and solidly. So the idea is to pursue this operation of the cash flow, especially so we can reach, which is a crossing a cruise velocity after this threshold and this consideration can have and perform all the potential that today is not being able to extract from the new design yet. In the first quarter, we had a series of operating difficulties, financial and parts natural, the process of such a size of complexity and have to be managed in the second quarter for us to be able to make the turn fully as planned. These are some of the most important points. Let's see the presentation now and the slides that were prepared, always reinforcing that these are available in the RI site and can be accompanied online according to what we will be explaining. Following here and getting the first slide, slide number three, when we talk of main highlights of the second quarter, in addition to the signing of the readjustment of the debt, it's worth highlighting that the sales of Pharmasteel, 85% of for 5 million reals, which happened in June. This was an investment, non-core minority investment that the company owned, and the sale is part of the idea of concentrating efforts in the core of the company. These additional resources contributed to increase the cash to fulfill the obligation, and the increase of capital received wasn't an increase in capital, but a subscription bonus of 7.5 million helped to make a reinforcement in cash. In addition to the financial side, the conversion of bonus brings a signal of the trust of investors and shareholders in the company, the management, and the restructuring plan that is ongoing. I have mentioned before, but I went to the exchange rate was something important. The average dollar devaluated more than 10%, generated two important effects in our operation. The first one is related to the debt of the company, that with a devaluation brought a positive effect in the financial result of rate variation, contributing 55.5 million reais. The second one was the operating issue. The sales of reais is dropping in terms of rate, and we exported in real terms more than 75% of the consolidated income of the company. This really impacts us importantly. The net revenue of the company totalized 198.3 million reais, which is a growth of almost 77% in regards to the first quarter and 30% in regards to the same period, 2015. When we look at the revenues originating from the market of weapons, we were able to perceive that the effect is quite present, while sales in the American market grew 4.7% in regards to the previous quarter. In the domestic market, the local sales almost increased 62%, and exports to other countries doubled in regards to the previous quarter. It's a practical execution, diversifying sales from markets that have a smaller value, volume, but more added value in the margin. The EBITDA of the quarter, as I mentioned, it remained negative in 11.9 million, being impacted especially by the two events mentioned. The sale of Famasteel, although representing a cash entry of 5 million from the point of view of accounting result, is a negative impact of 4.9 million composing this negative EBITDA. In addition to this, in July, at the end of the Carter case, not only approved our process in the U.S., subject to the 30 days that is in the communication to the market, but also confirmed the fees, the legal fees that were due from the accusation part of $9 million, as it was previously forecasted. Why does this item affect us in the market? In January 2016, there was a moment where the process was evaluated, and the low volume of adhesions to the process in regards to the potential generated demand to extend the time for another 6 months, which is what happened going from January to July. That situation in January, also because of the low adhesion of the market in regards to the returning of weapons, adhesion to the program, there was a sign with lawyers that these fees would have a tendency to decrease. In regards to the contingencies of lines, they signalized this reduction of $3 million, which was booked as an updating of the balance sheet and published as such. With the confirm of the $9 million, these $3 million, which had been extended or updated, reverting to the position of December, had to be given back, returned to the liability, creating an impact that we saw. From the point of view of payment flow, to reinforce these values are due in three annual installments, January 17, January 18, January 2020. These are only the cash commitments that the process has pending. The rest in regards to insurance, hired in respect to the preparation of media, publishing, all the program, they were totally paid by the company, especially the part of fees. Just to mention this and why, just to explain why it brought this impact on the quarter. This expectation was not, the previous expectation was not confirmed. Going to slide number
4, we have the main figures of the company, the consolidated sales in the internal market, 5% of growth in regards to the first quarter, reaching 48.3 million. In this value, here we don't have only weapons, but also helmets, especially in the national domestic market. Also, the gross margin consolidated, which expanded 7.4% in regards to the first quarter, reaching the second with 32.4% with gross margin comparison to the second quarter 2015. It expanded only 1.1%, and the accumulated 2016, the gross margin grows 3% in regards to the first semester 2015. The quarter, as its own, is a trimester that is more balanced, and we're searching to improve it even further. In this picture, we can see the effects of the provision for the Carta legal fees and the lowering of costs. All of them are located in the line of operating expenses, which grew 14%, but substantially because of these events. In this quarter, the company showed a net profit of 14.6 million, generated especially because of the effect of the updating of the debt denominated in US dollars with more than 55 million reais. The first quarter, we had generated a loss of 3.3 million reais, even with a positive financial result. This is one of the great changes in the profile of the operation, showing the improvement in the performance of the company. Following slide number 6, net income per segment. The presentation here is per segment. The segment of weapons showed revenue of 163.2 million reais, with a growth of 10.7% in regards to the previous quarter. The gross margin of the segment had an expressive growth, going from 19.9% to 31.3% of gross margin for weapons. That reflects here of the increase in production and the volume of production, the improvement of the mix of products, and the improvement of the market mix, as I had mentioned before. It is important to highlight here that there is a seasonality in the U.S. We have a graph here. If we look at the first and second quarter, there is traditionally a reduction in demand confirmed through the indicator, which is showed here, the index that is able to quantify the intention for the purchase of weapons from the population. In the second quarter, this went back to 31%, and Taurus continues growing its sales. In the process, it reached a growth of about 5% in reals. So obviously, in volume and in dollars, this growth is even more expressive, showing that we follow with a good demand for products and a good acceptance and perception of the market in regards to the company or the quality that we provide. In the segment of helmets, on the other hand, it had a shrinkage in sales and obviously in the margin, a reflection of a strategy of adjustment that was adopted in this quarter, was to operate with a level, some degree of discounts for some products that had a slower turnover. First of all, to accelerate the generation of cash. Second, to accelerate our working or the use of the working capital, recover and maintain a market share in a domestic market that is being was being quite challenging at the time. So some movements for us to be able to recover the net income was 29.8 million, which is 1.7, the 30.3 presented in the previous quarter. And the gross margin had a reduction, went from 41.3 to 31.9, reflects this mix of sales or mix of products that I mentioned, in addition to the discounts to be able to maintain the sales. A segment of others, which is less representative, is impacted negatively, especially because of the limited government budgets, the conditions of sales, the bids, given that we're talking especially of containers, which are subject to bids. The revenue, net revenue was reduced from 5.3 against 7.8. The margin, however, was more favorable, and the performance went from the volume vis-a-vis mix. These are the topics impacting with lower values. Slide number 7 is the slide where we show a table with operating expenses, which added 81.2 million with an expansion of 14.7% in regards to what was presented in the previous quarter. As we mentioned, it's worth to highlight, without losing the comparability of figures, they were impacted mainly because the accounting values of Farmastio and the recomposition of the cash provisions. And we're talking about 15 million reais. Just if we remove these two elements from the account, the expenses of the quarter would have added 66 million reais with a reduction of 6.8% in regards to the first quarter. This is important to highlight because today the main focus for our work, in addition to the ones I mentioned at the beginning, be it volume, be it mix, productivity, quality, the company has also a focus in revising its level of expenses and expenditures. There was a great reduction bringing these effects and is reflected in our results. Following slide where we show the reconciliation of EBITDA, number 8. In the second quarter, as I mentioned, EBITDA showed a negative value of 11 million, approximately 11, only to exemplify and calculate. If we eliminate these two effects, which are not linked to the normalized operation, the EBITDA would be shown as 3.3 positive in the period. So moving to slide number 9, where we have the financial results, the highlight is closing in 29.9 million of net gains with a great effect. And the second most important line in terms of volume is in the part of the interest on loans, and it has to do with the lack of payment from different clients impacting the account. Following to slide number 10, where we have the behavior of the working capital and the need of this amount. In the second quarter, the value was 267.5 million, with an increase of 4.3% compared to the previous quarter when we had 255.9. When we relate this capital in regards to the last 12 months, the index remains stable in 31%, 31% of the net income. Obviously, the growth here is natural to happen while the company grows or intensifies the operating levels that happen in production and sales and operating. The stable index translates this a bit, especially in the account of clients, in the accounts of stock, representing more than 65% increase of investments and consuming cash, but also on the part of suppliers, which was the counterbalance. They grew 55 million, part of the function of the default that we have with these partners. It is important to highlight that the current situation of cash is still quite limited, and having these postponing and this default with the client being part of the balance still due as soon as the movement is normalized, the idea is this indicator, especially in regards to suppliers, to be more negative. That is, we'll end up having less funding from third parties and searching for major efficiency, not only in terms also in terms of management of stocks, with great attention from the company and its management. Following slide, this information is more open in our release, but I think it's important to see in a summarized manner the result of the groups. This has been a great challenge during 2016. It will continue in the second semester. We had 10.3 million and we had reduced about 27 million, especially all this investment made in the chain with a new design for the operation. Obviously, a reflex of this that we are observing here, and the adaptation that the new operation needs. The part of management with suppliers in the first quarter, because of the change of the plant, they consume today a good part of the generation of cash, of operating capital, really to pursue a normalization of process, and it is reflected in the operating activities when we have a balance between operating generation vis-a-vis the asset movement, balancing the number. The drop in the dollar and the exchange rate contribute to the process, and this is reflected in our cash position. In investments, I think the main topics we should highlight where we have a generation of cash of 7.3 million were investments in fixed assets, almost a million reals. It made investments necessary. There are no important additions to be made. The operation is at a threshold, and from the point of fixed assets, which is quite stabilized, and there were also in the group some releases of funds from the sale of Pharmasteel with 5 million euros, and also some resources that were as guarantees of financial operations, and its credit is here in the activity. These were two values that generated more cash than consumed cash in the operation. And in the financing, especially renewals and payment of charges for financial operations, representing the financial flow. In the second quarter, our cash closed with a balance of 31 below the first numbers of the third trimester, first quarter. In terms of indebtedness, the reprofiling of the debt. We brought slides here that we had presented, but also because of the updating, important updating of the quarter, we want to reinforce and show some of what is being built. And as I said, of all the topics that we've been mentioning, I would like to highlight that basically this process will allow, given the numbers, the figures of June 30, this account will be made at the date of the disbursement. But at this moment, if we want to use the figures of the quarter as a reference, the conclusion of the process of restructuring would represent the transfer of about 444 million reals of debts that are currently in the short term of the company, causing this cash flow issues that we mentioned, taking this to the long term of the company, basically in these conditions with adolescence of 2 years, with a total of 5 years time frame, with a structure represented in the slide. Another topic that is important, substantially, the operation is in U.S. dollars. It's a PPE, and part of these finances is today, they would be pegged to the dollar, and all this operation would be pegged to the operation. The third issuing of debentures, where we have about 130 million reais accumulated, it is in the operation, but it maintains itself in reais, part of them 50%, but also pegged to a rate equivalent to the LIBOR of 3 months plus 14% a year. And the other half is incorporated in the original line of financing, also pegged to the dollar. In terms of debentures, only the second issue will still remain in the short term and is not part of the restructuring. As guarantees, warranties here, only to reinforce, we have the stock of both companies in terms of operation. Armoring and Taurus Armoring Northeast in terms of chattel mortgage, and any plus three properties, especially in Paraná, where the operation of helmets and plastics, and two real estates in Porto Alegre, where we have the main office, and it's part of the same plant as guarantee. Any chattel mortgage of any item given as a guarantee will have its resources guaranteed to the amortization of debts. An important point to mention is that these resources, and the market also made some confusion. It's not new money operation. When we talk of disbursement, we're talking about disbursement of a new operation to be dedicated totally. $900 million will not have this end, but all resources made available will be integrated to the amortization of other existing lines. Basically, the lengthening through a new contract, it does not represent new money entering the company, and a way of reprofiling different contracts from different banks in one only instrument that we brought to the operation. So this was a small conclusion, confusion that the market had made, thinking that this would be a new operation and representing new funds. It's not the case here. It is important, again, to mention we're here for there to be a disbursement to really meet the previous conditions. There's nothing outside records, but it has to do to the constitution of guarantees vis-a-vis agencies, registry. As we have different localizations, different instruments, this dynamic is more complex and is slower. Following slide number 13 is some of the continuation of what we were mentioning. It's comparative portrait, and pro forma here to contribute with information of how our debt would remain if the operation reprofiling would have been concluded 30th June. It's recomposition here. It would go from 561.8 million of debt to about 117.7 million reduction that I mentioned before. In the cash, we're contemplating only the effect of $900,000, which is really a reinforcement for the company. The following slide, number 14, has a timeframe for the pro forma debt showing the day after with due dates distributed between 2018, 2019, and 2020, as we would have two idle years. For this amount, we already have a negotiation ongoing with main creditors, with initial, we're waiting not only for the disbursement, but also the performance of the company. The objective is to take a good part of these 117 million to the long term and in a more adequate manner. This adequation could be made more quickly. In slide number 15, we have this deployment. We have a portrait of the current balance sheet of how the pro forma balance sheet would be if we had the disbursement in 30th of June. This is an improvement of our liquidity indicator, which is in about 0.63. We have a operating less than an asset for each one liability, a short-term liability. This movement would pass to a relation 1.25 of liquidity that is changing substantially the scenario and being able to improve it even better with new movements that from this date on we would open for the company so they would become more concrete. This is an important point to be able to reinforce the trust in the company and trust in the process after the recovery is effective. I think these were the main topics, trying to call your attention for the items that are effectively important and to highlight in the quarter. The message that remains is that a lot was done, but there is a lot to be done. The company, the management, is completely dedicated and focused on the pursuit for these improvements, the intensity of the operating improvement, intensity of efficiency, profitability, the maturity of the manufacturing product process with quality, with cutting-edge quality, responding to all the markets with high value-added products, finding the balance for the operation that together with the restructuring of the debt will allow the company in the next 2 years to dedicate itself more intensively to improve more and more its financial and operating structure. We have many challenges ahead, but we trust this path. It's not easy. It's not going to be. Many things to be done, many results happening, and we hope that every quarter at least we can bring to the market new improvements and differentials, not only in quality, but reliability and excellence of the process, transforming and making Tauro go back to the place it had never have left. I thank you very much for the presence of all of you, and we start the Q&A session.
Thank you very much.
We will start now the session for Q&A. To ask a question, please type asterisk 1. To take it away from the list, asterisk 2. Reminding you that to ask questions, you only have to type asterisk 1. Again, to ask questions, you only have to type asterisk 1, star 1. So we close the session of Q&A. So I would pass the word to Mr. Tiago. Very well. So again, I want to thank the participation. Everybody's interested. I'm worried with this part. Oh, the presentation was very complete and there are no questions to be made. Oh, well, regardless the results, the company is available to the market all the time through the IR, through the email, all the means of communication to help you with all the information necessary. And again, in addition, I would like to thank especially our collaborators for the effort in the process and the dedication. This reconstruction is a great challenge. Many changes, hard changes, broad, complex, happening all at the same time in a global scenario, which is hard to manage. In addition to everything we've been seeing operationally, challenges of the factory costs, we have also experimented incorrect aggressions unsuitable to the image of the company in regards to the structure of the product. All this scenario only reinforces the grandiosity of all collaborators and partners in the alignment and pursuit for us to win these challenges on the day-to-day. It is important to highlight the great effort from our efforts and suppliers and thank them for their trust and support that we're focused on making this process better and better. Our operating improvement does not happen without much work and inspiration and transpiration. We're really pursuing this. And again, we will be here bringing to you the greatest transparency and all the information we're able to collect and everything you may expect from New Tauro's new company. I thank the shareholders, which have a fundamental role, not only because of the trust they rely on the company, but the support they have been bringing to a moment of change and all the company and all stakeholders. So as I said, we are available. We are here in the site of investor relations. It's a pleasure to be here at the conference. Have a great day. Thank you very much. Thank you. We thank you for your participation. Have a good day.